Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What is a testicle bath? Thanks for asking. Still in this day and age, the burden of being responsible for birth control falls mainly on women. You've got an almost endless list of reversible female methods, such as the pill, coil, vaginal ring, and the implant, with new ones never ceasing to emerge. On the other hand, when it comes to male contraceptives, the options out there are pretty limited. Mentalities are evolving, but there is little communication on the subject. That's despite trials on the male pill having been carried out, as you may remember from listening to our past episode on male contraception. Of course, men can choose to get a vasectomy, but that is a permanent procedure. A new reversible method has been showing promising potential. It's known as the testicle bath. This recent invention could change the lives of men and women alike. It's actually a device called COZO, which uses ultrasound heat to temporarily halt sperm regeneration.
Intriguing. How does it actually work?
It's certainly an ingenious device, and the testicle bath is just as simple as its name suggests. A man just needs to dip his testicles in the device's bowl and let the ultrasound do its work. First of all, the device has to be charged and then filled up with water to the required level. That will have been agreed in advance with the urologist according to the patient's testicle size. When the water reaches the right temperature, the patient can get into a comfortable position and begin the testicle bath for a number of minutes. The first use has to be carried out under the supervision of a doctor.
Let me guess, it wasn't a man who came up with this, was it?
You got that right. It was designed by German engineer Rebecca Weiss, who won a James Dyson Award in early September for creating the revolutionary device. Weiss was a long-term user of the female contraceptive pill, but had to stop when diagnosed with a cervical cancer precursor. She was inspired to come up with the testicle bath idea after that experience. The advantages of this reversible method are numerous. It's non-intrusive, painless, and doesn't use any hormones. But bear in mind, while it passed testing on animals, COZO hasn't yet been tested and approved on human men.
Should we be expecting to see the testicle bath device available soon?
Right now, COZO is only at a prototype stage. The next step is for the project to get funding in order to carry out clinical trials. Valid data will of course be required for the project to see the light of day. There are some uncertainties, such as the length of time the device is effective for. Research is continuing to find efficient, practical, and reversible male contraceptives with acceptable side effects. But convincing pharmaceutical companies to invest seems to be a big blocker. In the past, promising alternatives have failed due to the industry's apparent disinterest. That's despite a majority of men being open to the idea, according to a number of surveys. There you have it. Now you know what a testicle bath is. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions. What would you like to know about? Use the comments section to send us your questions.